This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Any day now, the Trump administration is expected to announce the list of Chinese products it's thinking about hitting with tariffs as a way to punish Beijing for its trade practices. We should say here, the talks between China and the United States on this issue are happening right now, and markets are certainly hoping the two biggest economies in the world can keep their trade issues at the skirmish level rather than all-out trade war. But back to that list here for a second. Of all the, millions of Chinese goods that we import, how does the White House decide which ones to target? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has that one.
The U.S. wants these tariffs to be felt in China, but not by the U.S. companies and consumers who buy Chinese goods. That's a bit of a tricky line to walk.
Usually there's going to be somebody who's going to be unhappy.
Bruce Hirsch is a former assistant U.S. trade representative.
The challenge is to minimize that unhappiness, minimize the harm, and still maintain the leverage.
That might mean picking Chinese products that are also available from other countries, so consumers still have tariff-free options. Steve Koh is a partner with the law firm Akin Gump.
Typically, you would look at the products that matter the most to the country, products that have either some legitimate economic significance or some sort of symbolic significance.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said on Capitol Hill last week that his agency has developed an algorithm to help identify potential products. He also had a few suggestions to add to the list, areas China's targeted for development by 2025.
Aerospace and aeronautics equipment, maritime equipment and high-tech shipping, modern rail transport equipment.
When the U.S. does release its list of products, it'll just be a draft, says Jeffrey Schott with the Peterson Institute.
So that's when the fun and games begin, because every lobbyist in town will then proceed to argue why certain products should be on or off the list.
That review period also gives the two countries time to try and work out a deal to avoid tariffs altogether. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.